Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go. When I look to the sky, something tells me you're here with me. And you make everything all right.
And good evening. Welcome to the Mediums and Messages program brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Good evening, everyone. I'm your host for this evening, Angelina Diana. I'm proud to be a medium myself and a volunteer with the Forever Family Foundation, which is a not-for-profit 501(c). I also sit on their mediumship advisory board, and it's really a pleasure to be with you this evening. We are here every third Thursday of the month with Mediums and Messages with the Signs of Life radio program. So you can find us here every third Thursday. The other Thursdays are made up of the Signs of Life radio program, which you can hear interesting scientists and authors who've written many books about the afterlife, survival of consciousness. But every third Thursday, we set aside a program so we can connect you with spirit. And we also take time, of course, to introduce you to the many mediums that we do have that belong to the Forever Family Foundation. They either come to us through being certified through the program, or we have the wonderful privilege of being connected with the WinBridge program, which is a scientific research program that also puts mediums through a rigorous testing so that they can work with spirit and science. And, of course, that's the whole premise of the Forever Family Foundation. So it's a good fit that the WinBridge program, which is actually run by Dr. Julie Beischel, it's a good fit with the Forever Family Foundation, because we do believe, of course, in the spirit. We believe in spirituality. We believe that our loved ones survive physical death. And scientists, you know, there's many different terms for that, and you'll hear scientists say survival of consciousness. And what scientists are trying to do is they're trying to bring together the different aspects of what mediums do. And Dr. Julie Beischel is one of those scientists who happen to do research with mediums. And in just a few minutes, I'll introduce you to one of the many mediums that she has with her program. Her name, we'll just call her TL. That's her nickname. I was told to refer to her as that. I spoke to her on the phone, and she sounds like a lovely spirit, and we'll be communing with spirit this evening. She'll be bringing through spirit for all of our listeners out there, and pretty soon I'll introduce you to her. While I talk about the foundation for just a few minutes, you can tune into her website if you do have web access right now, withinthelight.com, to get in, introduced to her before we actually talk to her. But before we do that again, I just want to go over a few things about the foundation and really what's going on. As you do know, I've already mentioned, for those that are just listening in, that we're a not-for-profit, a 501(c). And we provide many free programs, including this radio program, so that we can bring you the latest information on scientific research or connect you with many mediums so that those that are grieving or curious about survival of consciousness can actually interact with a medium, actually interact with spirit through a medium. That's probably the best way to put it. So I certainly hope that you'll also tune in to foreverfamilyfoundation.org on the web and see the different programs that we have going on. For example, we have a raffle that occurs twice a year. Right now we have one going on called the Holiday of the Earth Raffle, where you can win a one-hour reading from five mediums. And these mediums donate their time. None of the mediums get paid that actually donate their time towards the foundation. That's, you know, so that we can bring more light to those that are grieving or curious about the work. What you do is you go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, click on the raffle link. It'll give you all the information. It's a small donation, and you get so many tries at being drawn to win an hour reading from a medium. You can find out more information about that at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. We're getting geared up for doing many different type of events. We have an annual conference that happens every year. I know it's still in the planning stages, but I believe it might be taking place in Arizona this year. I'm not sure about that, but I think it's in the planning stages. We do retreats every year. I believe the one this year is going to take place in August, and it'll be at the Guest House in Chester, Connecticut. I had the opportunity of doing a few events there. It's a very peaceful, wonderful place. It's an opportunity to meet like-minded people and do really an exploration of the afterlife. Different guests have included dream interpretation guests, mediums, scientists. It's really a wonderful opportunity for you to meet and be greeted by different people in the field of really transforming grief and hope, really understanding and having hope about your loved ones on the other side. So there's a lot to be said and to be offered through the Forever Family Foundation website. We also have volunteer opportunities. Just by joining the Forever Family Foundation, which is free, by the way, you will get a hard-lettered newsletter that comes in the mail. It's very rare you get that these days. It's usually an email newsletter, but the Forever Family Foundation sends one out every 3 to 4 months, and it's chock full of information, articles, connections. That's free of charge, being a not-for-profit. We also have afterlife discussion groups. If there's not one in your area, you could certainly call the Forever Family Foundation or log on to foreverfamilyfoundation.org for more information on that. Many things. I wish we had time to go over it, but many things that you could be a part of. It's really quite an extraordinary experience, really, to see the work of the foundation. I've been involved since 2005, really towards its inception. I was fortunate enough to go through the Forever Family Foundation mediumship certification program and passing it. And I can tell you, in the years that the foundation has been really active and helping people out there, I have seen so many beautiful transformations through spirit. Spirit really does work through this foundation. And, you know, it's really a great opportunity for you to be part of something that grief, as we know, can't be healed. It can only be managed through the years. But having like-minded people around you can give you a sense that your loved ones are always with you. And hopefully, as you go through the journey of transforming your grief into managing it in your lifetime, you can open up your spirit and your heart again to feel the beat of your loved ones around you. So I encourage you to go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org for more information. What I'd like to do now is take a very short break. And when we come back, we will be introducing you to a fabulous medium who's never been on the program before, but she's TL, and we'll learn more about her and how she connects to spirit, and we'll take your calls so you can receive your connections. I'm Angelina Diana with Mediums and Messages, and we'll be right back.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Imagine seeing spirits are spontaneously speaking indigenous Brazilian rainforest languages. Janet Mayer, a psychic medium, does just that. In her new book, Spirits, They Are Present, she opens the door to her private life in order to share her compelling, fearful, and at times humorous journey, providing evidence that when we die, we simply make a transition to another life. Spirits, They Are Present, available now at www.janetmayer.net, Amazon, and other online booksellers. Order your copy today.
And welcome back to the Mediumship Messages and Program. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for listening to Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. And we are going to bring on our guest, TL. She's been, I think, a force to be reckoned with in her field, with her spirituality, with her ability to look at spirit, with, I think, a very common, for lack of a better word, common man approach. I really feel the energy that she really puts out there is everyone has the ability to connect with their loved ones. Everyone has the ability to be inspired within the light of our loved ones. And I'd like to say a very hearty and welcoming hello to TL. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Angelina. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm very excited. And I'd like to clarify real quickly, if I may. It's Tracy Lee Nash, but most of my clients actually call me TL, but you can call me whatever you'd like. That's typically what I do go by.
It's TL.
Yeah.
Awesome. And again, you can follow everything about Tracy, TL, on withinthelight.com. It's a very beautiful website. It's chock full of information, testimonials, resources, information about her services. So I really encourage you all to go and check out her website. And I want to welcome you, your guest here. You do a lot of work with the Winbridge Institute. Isn't that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm a research Winbridge-certified research medium, and it's the institute is ran by the director of research, Dr. Julie Beitel, and I have had the honor and privilege of working with the institute since last year. They're doing amazing work in, you know, in their field, and basically what we do as mediums, which I'm sure you are well aware of, is, you know, trying to not only make connections for others, but to encourage others to understand and hopefully, you know, broaden their minds a bit in the sense that, you know, we truly don't die after we leave this earth. You know, our physical body perhaps does, but our soul continues on. And so it's it really is wonderful work that mediums do in general, particularly with the Winbridge Institute. But I love what they're doing, what they're promoting, and what they're about.
Yeah, and you donate all of your time. I mean, you really give.
I do.
You serve. Yeah, you know, and I think that's really a lot to be said about a medium who, I mean, knowing the time and effort you need to make to work with spirit and to develop your abilities, to actually put in extra time and devote that to science, I think that that's a very admirable thing. So thank you for your work there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's been an amazing opportunity, and I plan on doing it for as long as they'll have me.
There you go. And I also understand that you've done a lot of work with hospice, which is a very important thing. Would you mind just sharing a little bit about that?
Sure. It's a little tricky with hospice in general because across the board, they're pretty much a Christian-based organization. So doing the work that I do isn't widely accepted. So I kind of have come in through the back door, so to speak, and I work with families, particularly that have their loved ones or had their loved ones in hospice and am invited in via that route. because, you know, overall, it's still kind of taboo. It isn't, you know, largely accepted the way I would really love it to be. So I do do a lot of work with families in that regard. You know, grief in general, but particularly hospice, I think, is a wonderful thing, and I'd love to do more. I hope I can someday in a little more of a traditional way, as opposed to how I'm doing it. But nonetheless, I'm doing it, and I love to support it.
That's great. And I think, you know, knowing the background of hospice, I think it's fabulous that you got in through the back door, because I can't tell you, and I don't know if you found this too. I've spoken and have read, you know, many hospice nurses, and they will talk on endless off the record about how they've witnessed loved ones calling as they're crossing over, calling to their loved ones on the other side. I'm sure that you must hear those stories.
Oh, absolutely. And unfortunately, like you said, it's off the record. You know, they have lots of stories to share, you know, things they personally experienced. And so I know a lot of them do believe in occurrences like that, but I don't really think it's most probably encouraged to speak about publicly. But I do hope it will change, and I believe with programs like yourself, what you're promoting, and Forever Family Foundation and the Winbridge Institute, I really believe that that will happen one day.
Yeah, I agree. And I want to thank you for the work that you do. Very important work. Okay, so we're probably going to take our first caller. I know that this is the first time that you've been with us, so I'm going to also explain to our audience that's listening that when you do come through to the program, we ask that you do not have what I call diarrhea of the mouth. We don't want you to be spilling out a lot of information of who you want to hear from or what you want to hear. I'll simply ask you, the listener, whether you have a question for Tracy about the other side. She's chock full of information, a great resource of how spirit connects through her. I encourage you, if you have any questions, this is the time to ask her. Or if you would not like to ask a question, you can certainly ask for a connection. So with that being said, I think we'll take our first caller. I know people have been waiting online. They've been waiting to talk to you, Tracy.
All right.
Glenda. We have Glenda from Florida. She's online too. Let's welcome Glenda to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Good evening, Glenda.
Hi, Glenda.
Good evening. How are you?
We're doing great.
How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you for listening to Mediums and Messages. I'd like to introduce you to Tracy. Glenda, do you have a question for her, or would you like a connection?
I'd like to make a connection. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, okay. Tracy. You can take it over from here.
Okay. Real quick, one of the things that I'm actually seeing is a lot of pink flowers around you. Pink flowers in my form of symbolism represents a birthday. So either birthday has just passed or it is impending, and I feel that that comes up around you. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And also, I'm getting a sense of a paternal vibration. When I say paternal, that represents father, uncle, grandfather, stepfather, adoptive father. It just simply means an older male vibration. And I also feel that this particular vibration passes of health-related issues. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Also, I feel a couple of things. Number one, either you contributed in either tending to or taking care of this particular energy prior to their passing, or it represents simply who you are as a person. When I see symbolism of somebody wearing a nurse's hat, literally it can represent you're a nurse. It can represent who you are as a person, that you're the caretaker and you assist and help and take care of everyone, whether it's family or friends. You're the go-to girl, so to speak. Or it represents you helping and assisting them when they were ill. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. And also, I feel like for you, the number four is very significant. So either you are one of four children or you are one of four in the family. You have four children. The month of February, April or the fourth of the month is significant for you as well. And I feel like I would like to share with you from the paternal energy that leaving last year, 2011, and coming into this year almost feels like either you've had a very big, you're able to take a very deep breath for the first time in a long time, or you're able to kind of come into this year with a little less heaviness or baggage. It feels like you were saying goodbye to last year and coming into this year with your shoulders a little bit more back and your chin a little bit held up high. And so I feel like for you, the message is that where you've come from and where you're going, that it may not have been easy for you, but I do feel that you will continue to make very positive strides in your journey. Particularly this year, you're going to find a lot of enlightening experiences. And also, paternal energy tells me to tell you that you're very intuitive. Do you understand?
Okay. Yes, sounds really good.
Yeah, you're very, very intuitive, and I encourage you to continue to use your intuition, particularly because, you know, I'm a big proponent of using your intuition, but it's also very good for the mind, body, spirit, and it's something that we're all able to utilize. But you're very, very intuitive, and I feel like you can sense and recognize your loved ones around you, quite a bit. Angelina, would you like to add anything to that?
Glenda, do you understand?
No, I just love what you're telling me.
You understand all that, right, Glenda?
Most definitely, yes. Yes.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. So thank you so much for calling the program. We appreciate you listening to Messages, Mediums, and Messages.
Thank you. Good luck to you, Allie. I appreciate listening to you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Glenda. Many blessings to you as well.
There you go.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Why don't we go ahead and take our next caller? We're going to take John. I believe he's on line four. And I believe he's from Florida as well. Got a lot of Florida listeners this evening. Good evening, John. How are you? Do
Hi,
we have John?
John?
Hold on, Tracy. I'm not sure we have John yet. Oh, excuse me. I guess it's Jason we're going to speak to next. My bad. Is Jason on the line? Okay, well, I think we might have had a drop call. That's okay.
Okay.
While we wait for our next caller to come on and I straighten that out with our producer, I'd like to ask you, as a medium, how does your instrument work? You know, I have the honor of being able to speak to many mediums, and I used to be a newscaster, and I got into this field because I started to talk to a lot of mediums, and I liked what I was hearing, and I noticed that mediums have different ways that they sense and feel spirit, and I think when mediums can actually talk about that, it helps the bereaved and those that want to connect understand how maybe they can work on their instrument. So would you like to take a moment to maybe share with our audience how you sense and listen, hear, or feel spirit?
Absolutely. Typically, for me, I actually start off in meditation at least 30 minutes, if not longer, prior to my reading with whomever I'm going to have a session with. And I typically write down initially things that I feel, sense, hear, anything about the client I'm reading or whom they'd like to connect with. So I actually gather quite a bit of my information prior to the reading, in large part to offer a lot of validation and authenticity to the reading, because I'm acquiring information that I haven't even spoken to them about to begin with, so I'll get what they look like or a personality or whatnot, and then I go from there. But a lot of times for me, when I'm directly connecting to spirit, I don't know how to explain it any other way, but it's like a buzz. I get like a buzz or electric sort of a feeling that hits me in my stomach, and I know that usually at that time, spirit's with me. I also encourage others, you know, when you get that sense in the tummy or you get those goosebumps or something just seems very, I guess, celestial or very spiritual, stop and take a moment, you know, and try to connect with that. Is that a loved one? You know, who do you feel that it is? Was there something you were doing prior to having that sensation that might have elicited that really strong connection? I'm a firm believer everyone is born with abilities to communicate with their loved ones, but more times than not, we just don't, I think, either respect it enough, understand it enough, or utilize it enough. But really just kind of staying open. And, you know, maybe if you're driving down the street and a song comes on and it reminds you of your father or your sister or, you know, someone that you lost, that's a way for them to communicate as well. I know for me that happens too. So I think, you know, there's many different ways. If you just are open to the idea that it can happen, you'd be very surprised how that information can actually hit you.
That's very well put, and I'm totally on board with you. I believe everyone has the ability to connect to their loved ones, and being open-minded to it is the way to start. Very beautifully put. Mm-hmm. Let's take our next caller right now. I believe we're going to speak to Mandy. I don't know where she's joining us yet. We'll ask her.
Lynn, you want to pick up the phone?
Mandy, are you there?
Hello. Yeah,
hi, Mandy.
This is Mandy. Hi. I was actually going to pass the phone off to my good friend Linda to make a connection because I know that she's been trying to call in for a while, and I got through, so I was going to give it to her.
Okay, is she there? Can we talk to her?
Yes, I'm right here.
Awesome.
Yes,
thank
I'm
you,
right
Mandy.
Here. How are you?
Hi, Linda.
How are you?
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Mediums and Messages. We have a wonderful medium this evening. Why don't you go ahead and say hello to TL, and I'd like to know if you want a connection or do you have a question?
Okay, I want a connection, and hi, how you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Good, hon.
Wonderful. So you're looking for a connection?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Well, actually, there's a couple of different energies that I'm sensing. Let me start with both of them. One is an older male vibration. One is a younger male vibration. And I don't know which one this belongs to, but when I see red roses represents an anniversary, typically a passing or a death. And sometimes it can represent wedding anniversary as well. So this would be something that just passed or is coming up as well. And normally it's 2 months in either direction. So, for example, we're in the month of March, so it'd have to be January, February, or April, right. May. But I do see red roses. I actually feel like it's a passing that I need to acknowledge of an anniversary. Do you understand that?
Right, right. Well, my father passed away quite a few years ago in this month.
Okay, that's fine. And in this month would also, of course, be included, so that's fine. Also, I have to ask you, do you understand the 7th of the month or the month of July is a birthday passing or an anniversary?
It's a passing of my aunt.
Okay, okay. Do you recall or know, I'm getting, I would say at least 5 you had within, I'd say maybe a 3 to 4 year period, it feels like, where you lost family and or friends, but I feel like you had a lot of losses within a relatively short amount of time. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, when my mother passed away.
Okay.
When my mother passed away and then just, you know, friends.
Linda, I'd like to interrupt for a second. Linda, just say yes or no, because Tracy's a very evidential medium, so it's up to her to tell us who's coming through, okay?
I prefer no information. Okay,
that's okay.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
And would you say, with regards to your mother, the maternal energy or the sense, I know you said your aunts have passed and so forth, but you come from what I feel is a very long line of very nurturing or maternal energies, particularly from the women, and you feel very similar. So either you're very much like your mother in personality, perhaps in physical appearance, but I get you kind of being a repeat, so to speak, of the women before you. Very hands-on, very dutiful, very giving, very generous. Somebody, you know, the door's open. You know, somebody wants to eat or have a bite to eat. You would never turn them away. So you feel like you have a very big heart in a revolving door, so to speak, in your home or in your life in general. And I feel like your loved ones are acknowledging you for the gratitude of how you show, your love to others.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is ATRANSC.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
And it's Angelina Diana. We had a technical glitch where we kind of lost contact with being on the air. So I want to thank everyone for being patient. As we try to work that out on the technical end, we got some great producers behind the scenes, and they'll make it right. Don't worry. So I know we're going to be bringing Tracy back. We have a producer calling her up right now. I do not know if the producers have the ability to bring on any callers. So what I'll do right now is talk to Spirit until the producer lets me know that Tracy is around. I'll talk about the other side. I believe the last person we were speaking to is Linda from Florida, in case the producers might still have them on the line. We also had John waiting, so I want to thank the two of you. If you're still on the line, thank you for waiting as we work out this technical glitch. It happens sometimes in radio where we just lose the connection. We had Tracy going on pretty strong there. She doesn't lose her connection, so we'll have to, of course, respect where she is in communication with Spirit. I know we have Kim and Mandy waiting as well. So Tracy's with us now. So.
Yes. I'm here. Is Linda there?
Okay, welcome back to the program. We have some technical glitches going on. I didn't get a chance to find out from the producers if we have any callers on the line to take some communication. So, Don, do we have any callers waiting on hold still? Okay, so I guess we don't have anybody. So what I'm going to do is talk about Spirit. So if people are still listening, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about something that you can do to connect with Spirit on your own terms. I understand the phones are ringing. I don't know if we have Tracy, but why don't we go ahead and take a caller and I'll do a reading. So why don't we go ahead and bring someone through. Hi, you're listening to Mediums and Messages. This is Angelina Diana. Who am I speaking with? and they've all dropped off. Okay, so why don't we go ahead and take it from this viewpoint? I'm going to talk to our listeners out there until they work out the glitches. I am a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation, and I'm going to make a few suggestions on how you can feel closer to spirit in your own life, feel closer to them as they try to communicate with you. Because I believe in my heart and soul that all of our loved ones are connected to us.